Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Activity yesterday in the cash cattle arena remained quiet, with both sides content with pushing any business down the line. It's possible that more activity could be seen today, but it's more likely that active sales will be pushed off until tomorrow or later in the week. The expectation is growing through the market for higher cash cattle this week, continuing the firm but consistent price moves seen over the past couple of weeks. Last week, prices bounced $1.42 higher from the previous week in the five area weekly average price. Moving to the hogs, well, active weakness developing in hog futures trade yesterday, leaving further concerns of follow-through pressure developing here the rest of the week. August futures broke below $50 once again, creating concerns that underlying support remains more elusive than previously expected. Limited support is seen in all nearby hog futures trade, despite the recent strong cash market support last week, which is creating more questions about the sustainability of buyer support during late summer and fall months. Now on the grains, wheat prices are lower at all three exchanges here this morning, tying or setting new contract lows for many contracts yesterday. A combination of improving crop estimates in Russia, as well as strong anecdotal harvest reports out of the northern plains, seems to weigh. In addition, improved chances for rain in the wheat-growing areas of Australia will keep production estimates rising there. Easier corn prices overnight, giving back all of yesterday's gains and looking to end corn's three-day winning streak. Large private yield estimates continue to roll out ahead of USDA's August WASDE report, keeping bearish supply pressure front and center. Now, weakness in soybeans and meal overnight, while soybean oil shook early losses to post modest gains yesterday. Soybean oil has now traded to the highest level since February 24th. Similar to corn, private production estimates are on the rise and keeping pressure on demand to offset excess bushels. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle up 20 cents, 103.02, October up 40, 108.27, August feeder cattle up 20, 144.87, and September up 85, 147.07, August hogs down 212, 49.87. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, September down 11 3 quarters at 430 and 3 quarters, December down 11 and a half, 441 and a half, Chicago wheat, September down 10 and a quarter, 521, December down 9 and a half, 529 and a quarter, September corn up 1 and a half yesterday, 317 and a half, December up 1.5, 328 and a half. September soybeans up 2 3/4, 893. November is up 3 3/4, 896 and a quarter. December cotton up 121, 6387. March up 129, 6454. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.